Welcome to the Thursday, May 30th edition of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, representing Financial Services Online, offering expert advice and products in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Our first story for today hails from the economic front, where data on inflation looks to shape the monetary policy of our nation. Australians grappling with escalating living costs may be in for some respite as inflation rates are projected to dip. However, the impending Consumer Price Index data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics will have the final say to confirm the inflation status for the month of April. Reserve Bank of Australia's Assistant Governor Sarah Hunter will take this into account during talks at a Sydney conference in anticipation of the RBA revisiting interest rates next month. In spite of the hope for lower inflation, the RBA cautions against potential further rate hikes, with inflation reflecting a less than desirable deceleration from last December's high at 7.8%. Our federal treasurer, Jim Chalmers, remains optimistic with expectations for inflation to fall within crucial target range before the year concludes, banking on measures like the $300 energy rebate within the federal budget. In other economic news, releases for retail, construction, and expenditure reports are anticipated as we also keep an eye on strong U.S. consumer sentiment sparking positives for the Australian share market. In the world of insurance, insurance brokers are expressing concern over proposed changes to the emergency services funding approach, which could elevate levy costs on commercial properties. The Insurance Brokers Association of New Zealand warns this could lead to higher non-insurance risks. With a major switch from indemnity value to sum insured calculations, levies could surge by a steep 400% to maintain appropriate coverage level. While the funding changes aren't due to start until 2026, the community is already voicing their concerns through consultations. Turning to technology, financial services firms must know that use of artificial intelligence does not exempt them from existing regulations. This statement was made clear by Joe Longo, the ASIC chair, in a recent Senate committee meeting. Despite the advantages of this technology, its shortcomings in nuanced interpretations have been highlighted by ASIC to caution firms about ensuring a balance between technology reliance and regulatory commitments. And finally, it seems Australians are becoming increasingly financially conservative. Data from Westpac's Consumer Sentiment Survey reveals a notable 80% of Aussies are more inclined to store their upcoming Stage 3 tax cuts into savings rather than spend. This signals a cautious consumer sentiment shadowing the economy as we grapple with concerns about inflation and potential interest rate hikes. And that brings our news wrap to a close for today. For more financial services insights and guides, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in with us. I'm Paige Estratore, reminding you to make informed decisions for your financial health. Until next time, take care and stay financially savvy.